KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have mostly sunny skies here in Atlantic, partly cloudy to cloudy skies off to our northwest, and some showers have popped up on radar over portions of Harrison and Monona counties this morning. Some of the heavier showers located to the west of Logan along Interstate 29 and just to the southeast of Mapleton between there and Dunlap. And these showers have a tendency to be trending off to the east and a little bit off to the northeast as well as the morning progresses. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In the local news, the Atlantic City Council this evening is expected to act on a resolution authorizing Mayor Dave Jones to sign a 3-year collective bargaining agreement, or CBA, between the city and the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 234. During their 5:30 p.m. session at City Hall, the council will also act on approving a resolution establishing the pay plan for non-union employees of the city for fiscal year 2012-2013, which begins on July the 1st. City Administrator Doug Harris said the CBA that he's reached with the union calls for a 3.5% pay increase for fiscal year 2013 and 3% increases in fiscal year 2014 and 15. The new contract, which requires employees to pay a proportionate share of their medical insurance premiums and increases the minimum deductible amount, is expected to result in a substantial savings to the city, according to Harris. It would not affect the police union contract, which runs through the end of fiscal year 2013. And longevity pay does not increase during the term of the contract. Harris says by negotiating the contract for the city, it's also saved them at least $20,000, which is what the fees for a labor attorney would have amounted to had they handled the agreement. Harris said the proposed pay plan established for non-union city employees reflects a 3.5% increase in the non-union pay scales, which is the same increase given to union employees per their contracts. The health insurance plans for non-union employees, as well as street and wastewater employees who are represented by a union local, have been modified to do away with the lowest deductible insurance option and increase employee contributions for their medical insurance premiums. The city administrator's position is not part of the pay plan and does not receive automatic pay step increases, as do other employees, according to Harris. The city council may grant merit-based step increases based on Harris's performance evaluation if it sees fit, and based upon a recommendation by the city's personnel and finance committee. News time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harlan Community School District will be making use of the new smart board technology in the middle school next year. In a regularly scheduled board meeting that was held earlier this week, the board of directors for the school district approved the slightly more than $12,500 project from CCS Presentation Systems out of Omaha. CCS helped the Harlan Community School District save over $5,000 from the second lowest bid. The district will receive 11 smart boards for the middle school. The normal price for each board is $1,500. However, through a smart starter grant, the district will receive 6 of the boards at half cost. Superintendent Justin Wagner said it was another step in efforts to improve technology within the district. The smart boards weren't the only bids the Harlan School Board approved this week. They also reviewed bids for a walk-in cooler intended for the elementary building. The current 5x7 cooler will be replaced by a larger 8x11 cooler for additional storage. Wagner said its replacement was long overdue. The board received 2 bids for the walk-in cooler, and they ended up accepting a bid from Cruise Refrigeration and Electric of Harlan. Their bid of $18,650 also includes the installation of the cooler. In other business, the Harlan Board of Education hired a new girls' head basketball coach. Zach Clausen will replace Tony Viz this season. Viz left the district last month. The board also hired Dan Hoke for the high school social studies teacher, and middle school track coach Jared Boyson was hired for the head girls soccer coach. In addition, Mike Burial will become the full-time bus driver at the start of the new school year. Well, tomorrow marks the beginning of the 2012 Third Thursday Summer Concert Series here in Atlantic. Entertainment will be provided by Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab in the Atlantic City Park from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Thursday. The band is a local country, rock, and blues band, and they frequently perform in venues around Stewart, Boone, Adel, and Panora.
The group will play free of charge every third Thursday in June, July, and August. Will feature music, arts, and produce in the park for the series, which is organized by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, it runs from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. You'll need to bring your lawn chairs or picnic blankets to enjoy the best experience at the city park. Ready-to-eat meals will be available through local vendors. The Chamber also says it's actively accepting applications from food producers and artisans who would like to set up shop during the events. In addition to the programs for 2012, a partnership with the Cass County Food Policy Council, the sidekick effort is called Produce in the Park, and it will appeal to increasing numbers of health-conscious consumers, foodies, and sustainability enthusiasts, according to the Chamber. On the roster for July is the Travelin' Light Band, which is a popular area rock group. And the month of August will feature a mixture of local talents, headlined by hip-hop artist Jesse Swanson, otherwise known as DJ Chaos, with a list of openers to be announced next month. More information on that third Thursday concert series here in Atlantic can be obtained by calling the Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, investors are hoping the Fed Reserve will take action today to boost the economy. The Fed is wrapping up its two-day meeting at a time of heightened uncertainty. Some private economists believe the Fed will launch another round of bond buying in an effort to spur more borrowing, spending, and economic growth. Three people are dead and two have been wounded in a shooting outside of a strip club in Houston, Texas. Witnesses told a TV station that more than 20 shots were fired early this morning in the parking lot of the strip club in the southwest part of Houston. Police have not said if anyone has been arrested. And one isn't likely to make any new friends on Face Crook. The Sheriff's Office in Bergen County, New Jersey, has launched the website in hopes it'll lead to the arrests of fugitives. Face Crook has the names, photos, and last known locations of anyone from murder suspects to people wanted for not paying child support. News time is 8:10.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Lonnie Whalen, age 69, of Osceola, Missouri, died in April of 2011 in Springfield, Missouri. Graveside services for Lonnie Whalen will be held today at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Brian Steffens, age 48, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Celebration of life services for Brian Steffens will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Hennick, age 90, of Exira, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Helen Hennick will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Alden C. Red Lorimore, age 93, of the Winterset Care Center South, died Monday. Funeral services for Red Lorimore will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham is in charge of the arrangements. And Isaac Ike Quintero, age 56, of Atlantic and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ike Quintero will be held Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.